And in the studio now, we're joined by Jackie Haughey from Citizens of Information. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, John.
And we're going to talk about social welfare secondary benefits.
We are. These are extra benefits that you can get on certain social welfare payments. So I'll list them first. There's the free travel, there's household benefits package, the living alone increase, the fuel allowance and the telephone support allowance that came out there last year. So if we'll start with the free travel. Everyone aged 66 and over living permanently in Ireland is entitled to travel free of charge on public transport. People under 66 on certain social welfare payments are also entitled to a free travel pass, and that them other payments is carers allowance, disability allowance and invalidity pension. So if you're on any of these payments or entitled to any of them, you automatically get a free travel pass. You don't have to apply for it. The next one we look at is the household benefits package. This is paid to people on certain social welfare payments. There is a means test attached to it, but the means test is done differently than other payments. The household benefits is you get €35 a month off either your gas or electricity, you pick. They pay it monthly into your bank account or through the post office the first Tuesday of every month. Or sometimes they take it directly off whichever bill you pick. And you also get a free television licence. Now, this is paid if you're over 66 and under 70. They look at who lives in the house with you. So if you have somebody on a job seeker's payment, lone parents or working, still living in your home, you won't be eligible for the household benefits package. When you're over 70, it doesn't matter who lives with you, you're eligible for the household benefits, which is, as I said, something off your gas, your electricity and a free television licence. You're also entitled to this payment if you're on carers allowance, disability allowance and invalidity pension, where it comes into play right up until the age who lives in the house with you. If it's just your children or somebody else that's on a long-term payment like disability allowance or invalidity pension, you would be eligible for the household benefits package. School-going children, but if there's anybody working or claiming one-parent family job seekers, you wouldn't be eligible for the household benefits package. So the next one after that is the living alone allowance. The living alone allowance is paid to people also on certain social welfare payments. It's €9 a week. You get it weekly in with your payment. You get it if you're living alone and you're on the state pension contributory or non-contributory. You must be over 66 on the widow's pension or the deserted wives benefit. If you're living alone and you're on invalidity pension or disability allowance, you can also claim for the living alone allowance, and that's paid weekly. The next payment that we're going to talk about is the fuel allowance. Now, the fuel allowance is paid during the winter months. It'll be starting in the first of, went from 2018 to 2019, from October 2018 to April 2019. It'll be coming back into play in October of this year, and it's paid right up until the following April. It's €22.50 a week. You can opt to get it paid in either two lump sums, which would be paid out in October, or October and January, or you can get it paid weekly, as I said, into your account. That's the €22.50 every week, or in October and January you can get two lump sums. You opt for whichever way you get it paid. If you're already getting the fuel allowance paid weekly and you'd rather get it paid in the two lump sums, it's just getting in touch with them and telling them that you want to change your payment to the two lump sums. Now, if you're in receipt of a living alone allowance and a fuel allowance, you have to be in receipt of both of them. You get a telephone support allowance that was brought out, and it's an extra €2.50 a week on top of your payment, and it covers people on the state pension contributory and non-contributory, the widows and the widowers if they're over 66, invalidity, disability allowance, blind pension, disablement pension and the deserted wives benefit. So as I said, we've been having a lot of people in about the telephone support scheme. You have to be in receipt of the living alone and the fuel allowance to get the telephone support. Now, there is a means test to the fuel allowance. You can't have income over of more than €100 a week other than your pension. So that could be from employment or from a private pension, or 58,000 in the bank. So there is a few rules. And then who's living in the house? If there's anybody working in the house on certain social welfare payments, you won't be eligible for it either. So that's the main social welfare payments, bar your medical card, which is means tested as well. And that's just means tested on the individual person themselves and not who lives in the home. That could be a husband and wife's income that come into play. But if you have children that are on social welfare payments and they're over a certain age, they can apply for a medical card in their own right, depending on their income. So they're the main secondary payments that you might be eligible for. If you have any questions to do with anything or to see whether you're eligible for any of these payments, you can give us a ring at the Citizens Advice at 0761 078 190. That's 0761 078 190, or you can drop up to us. Our new opening hours there from a few weeks ago are 9:30 to 12:30 and from 1:30 to 4 p.m. and that's Monday to Friday. We are a drop-in service, there's no need to make an appointment. And just to say that we do have two outreaches, one in Omni and one in Beaumont Hospital. They are off for the summer and they will not be back in operation till September. So, as I said, you can email us, drop into us or give us a ring if you've got a query. And just, we have got two specialised services that we have. We have a free will service. So if you want to make your will for free, our waiting list is down a good lot now at the moment. There used to be a very long waiting list. It's not so long now at the moment. So if you want to make a free will, now is the time to avail of it. Give us a ring and make an appointment to make your free will. We also have a cabinet, which stands for Chartered Accountant Voluntary Assistance, that an accountant comes twice a month, the first Tuesday and the third Thursday of every month. So if you have a problem with your taxes or you're starting your own business and you want to have a chat with an accountant, give us a ring, we'll make an appointment. All these services are free. Just give us a ring and we'll make an appointment for you.
Okay, Jackie, now Northside Today is taking a break for the month of August. We'll be going out from 12 till 1 rather than 11 till 1. So you'll be back with us in September.
We will. We'll see you then.
Okay, enjoy your break.
Bye, John.
Okay.